From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Charlie Pierce, Kiri O'Connor, and Paul Provenza. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. It's time now for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. We'll need a listener to play that game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to join us on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, my name is Doris Barton, and I am from Larchmont, New York.
I've been to beautiful Larchmont, lovely old town there north of New York City. What do you do there?
I work in Greenwich in a middle school in the computer lab.
Oh, do you really? Now, Greenwich has the reputation of being a very wealthy town.
It has wealth, yes.
It has wealth. Do the kids like drive their own Porsches to school?
I work in the middle school. They don't have driver's license yet.
Well, welcome to the show, Doris. Now, you're going to play the game in which you must tell truth from fiction. Carl, what's Doris's topic?
There's only one thing that can help us now. Daytime TV.
Now, for most of us, if you don't watch it, daytime TV probably just seems like a wasteland of soap operas, TV judges, Law and Order reruns. But this week we learned that daytime TV is actually leading the way when it comes to saving the world. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about do-gooders and the daytime dial. Only one of these stories, of course, is true. Choose that true story, you will win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
I guess so.
You guess so?
I don't watch daytime TV.
Well, you know, sometimes a kind of zen-like emptiness of mind is the way to approach this game.
Okay.
First, let's hear from Paul Provenza.
Last month's Academy Award and the huge audience response to Al Gore's global warming documentary, An Inconvenient Truth, made a huge impact on the producers of NBC daytime drama Days of Our Lives. They decided that there was an urgent need to address the current environmental crisis. It's important for us to help raise viewers' consciousness, the producers said. So the upcoming big wedding between characters Sammy and Lucas on Days of Our Lives will be an environmentally friendly green wedding. It will include pesticide-free flowers, organic foods, recycled paper products, and biodegradable wedding favors. Said the producers, these are some possible solutions for saving the world.
Days of Our Lives solves the environmental crisis. Next up, let's hear from Kiri O'Connor.
Baby pandas, the Happy Feet penguins, Jimmy Choo shoes, Katie Couric, they're all as cute as bugs' ears. And daytime doyen Kelly Ripa says that's a big problem, at least when it comes to getting respect. Cuteness is the only characteristic it's okay to discriminate against, says the co-host of Live with Regis and Kelly, herself about an 11 on the perky meter. It's hard to be taken seriously in life, in work, in news, unless you look like a crumpled grocery bag, Ripa told Us Magazine. Charlie Gibson, Bill O'Reilly, Bob Schieffer, they look like my grandfather's loafers. To prove to the world it's cool to be cute, Ripa proposes an attractiveness onslaught, led by CNN's Anderson Cooper, actress Reese Witherspoon, and the entire cast of NBC's Heroes, to blanket the airwaves April 1st with their adorableness and show how smart they are. All together now. Aww.
A campaign for cuteness from Kelly Ripa. And lastly, let us hear from Charlie Pierce.
Holistic healing has taken root in many places in our culture, and now it has reached into the domain of Luke and Laura, the very bad hairstyles who did so much for daytime television back in the 1970s. The producers of General Hospital have announced they will be rolling out a new character, a specialist in Eastern mystic medicine named Dr. Sanjit Prada, who will join the staff as the head of a new hospice unit dealing with terminally ill patients. On an upcoming episode, Dr. Prada chants and prays and appears to bring a patient back from clinical death. Christian groups have expressed outrage. Said Jacob Souter, assistant producer of General Hospital, this plot is in keeping with the mystery that has always been part of General Hospital.
Let's review your choices. From Mr. Paul Provenza, daytime TV goes green on Days of Our Lives as they try to stop global warming. From Kiri O'Connor, Kelly Ripa, the perky host, stands up for being, well, perky, and from Charlie Pierce, mystical alternative medicine techniques on a soap opera. Which of these is the real story of daytime TV trying to move the agenda forward?
I'm going to go with the last one.
The last one, Charlie's story about alternative medicines?
Yeah.
You sound enthused about it.
My fans are so devoted.
I know. Yeah.
I just can't. I mean, they sound plausible. I thought you were going to talk about the fact that they serve raccoon now in Indianapolis.
They do?
I'm not going to that Applebee's.
Okay, your choice then was Charlie's story. To bring you the real story, we actually spoke to a producer who had a lot to do with this.
We've had extravagant weddings in the past. That's what soaps do best in many things. But it's the first eco-friendly wedding, to my knowledge, in daytime television.
That was Greg Meng, the executive in charge of production at Days of Our Lives, talking about how Samantha Brady's 10th wedding was more green than her previous 9.
So I guess once that airs, we don't have to worry about that global warming.
It'll be done, taken care of, man.
That's good.
Buy that Hummer. What?
So I didn't win?
You did not, Doris. Paul, it turns out, had the real answer. You did earn a point, though, for Charlie, for his plausible, as you say, story about a daytime TV plot line that hasn't yet happened, but maybe will now. They're looking for new ideas.
Okay.
Well, thank you for playing with us,
though. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.